EP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Rescue teams have been plucking Florida residents from the flotsam of Hurricane Milton. The storm tore homes into pieces, filled streets with mud, and spawned a barrage of tornadoes. At least 6 people were killed, but many are expressing relief Milton wasn't worse. Governor Ron DeSantis.
The storm was significant, but thankfully this was not the worst case scenario.
Tampa Mayor Jane Castor.
If Milton had hit on the north side, we would have been in dire circumstances.
Sound courtesy WFTS-TV. Lisa Dwyer on how Tampa was spared.
In the hours before Hurricane Milton hit, forecasters were worried it could send as much as 15 feet of water rushing into the heavily populated shores of Florida's Tampa Bay. Instead, several feet of water temporarily drained away from Tampa due to what is known as reverse storm surge. In the northern hemisphere, tropical storm winds blow counterclockwise. At landfall, the spinning wind pushes water onshore on one end of the eye and offshore on the other. The center of Hurricane Milton made landfall south of Tampa near Sarasota. The onshore winds caused a storm surge to the south, while offshore winds, blowing away from the shore in the north of the storm, blew water away from Tampa. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Lebanon's health ministry says at least 22 people killed, 117 wounded in Israeli airstrikes on 2 areas of central Beirut. Meantime, Israeli forces fired on UN peacekeepers in southern Lebanon, wounding 2. In Gaza, an Israeli strike on a school-turned-shelter killed 27. The Israeli military says it targeted a militant center inside, but provided no evidence. Economic news: Social Security recipients getting a 2.5% cost of living boost, while consumer prices were up 2.4% in September over a year ago. This is AP News. 2 playoff games in baseball underway in Detroit, the Tigers hosting Cleveland with a chance to advance. And the Yankees can close out the Royals in Kansas City. Greg Eklund recaps how they put themselves in that position.
New York Yankees designated hitter Giancarlo Stanton homered in the 8th to break the deadlock in their 3-2 win over the Kansas City Royals.
This is what I came here for.
Earlier in the game, Stanton doubled home a run and now has 27 runs batted in 30 career postseason games.
You know, not always going to be successful here, but, you know, you just got to keep working and put yourself in the best opportunity.
The Royals tied the game in the 5th with a 2-run rally and a game-tying triple by Michael Massey, but walks continued to plague Kansas City pitching as they issued 9 free passes. Greg Eklund, Kansas City.
In a deciding Game 5 in L.A. tomorrow after the Dodgers beat the Padres 8-0 last night. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.